We pray. Heavenly Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. The word of truth before us today is something Jesus said from the cross. We read John 19, verse 30. When Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. So often in school or at work, we finish a task only to face another like it. You complete a math assignment with another one due the next day. You punch in at your job. You have certain duties to perform. And when you go home, you know that more of the same awaits you the next time you have to work. It seems that our work, whatever it is never really done in an absolute sense. There's always more. How often can we say legitimately what Jesus said from the cross? It is finished. As we think about that, please understand that what he said was for your benefit and also in your place. We should understand something here, a difference between Christ and the rest of us. Unlike Jesus, we don't work constantly 24/7. We take breaks. We do recreational things. We have Saturday and Sunday off from classes every weekend. We have a 4-day Easter break coming up. And before too long after that, summer vacation. None of that applied to Jesus. No vacations taken. While he did take breaks away from the crowds of people, he was never off duty from his responsibilities as the substitute law keeper and savior of the world. At each and every moment, truly 24/7, he had to live up to all the expectations of his heavenly Father. Let's break that down. Every thought in his head, every desire in his heart had to be right, good, perfect in love. Every word spoken from his mouth, not only true, but righteous. Every deed, every action, every refraining from action had to be in full accord with God's commandments. It was constant, careful work that no one else could possibly do. And yet, everyone was supposed to do round-the-clock obedience to the one true God who has created us all and will one day judge us all. Even on the cross, Jesus was doing the right thing in every way. You know the stories, the accounts. Thinking of others rather than himself. Going to bat for his enemies in prayer. Reaching out to that penitent thief in his dying hour. Looking after his mother in her distress. All the while facing horrible suffering, crucifixion. And at the same time, taunts, mockery coming from the people nearby, people he was trying to save. Through all that difficulty, no bitterness, no resentment, he persevered, even through the worst part, the suffering of hell, that afternoon when the Father forsook him. Well, finally, moments before his death, he would say with triumph, "It is finished. The work is done," in an absolute, ultimate way. "The perfect righteousness God requires of the world has been fulfilled. The full atonement for all sins has been paid. This is more than a fact of Bible history. This is the good news reduced to one word in the original Greek. Because what Jesus did will fill the gap for you and me. What Jesus did in His perfect life and innocent death will be the replacement for what you and I are supposed to be and supposed to do. Let's think about that. We know that He died for us, but He also lived in our place. So when the Bible lays upon you, "Be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy," you should recognize that as a legitimate claim from God upon you, which you fail miserably in doing, but then, sorry for our sins, sorry for our lack of righteousness, we claim the work of Christ as the replacement, the necessary substitute. In other words, "It is finished" means His perfect holiness is yours. It will also be a virtual one-word answer to the problem we all have with our own sins. To every accusation of the devil, every pang of conscience, every demand of God's law, including atonement, remember what the Lord said and apply it. Do you need to suffer some penalty for your sins? Do you need to make up for your lack of righteousness somehow? Jesus said, "It is finished." He carried out everything God required of you. And that includes full restitution, complete payment of your debt, complete punishment and canceling of all sins, even those that seem so awful or those that happen so often. I don't want to leave the impression that faith doesn't matter. Surely it does. And also repentance. We can't be saved without it. I don't want to leave the impression that we get to toss the commandments of God aside and do whatever we please. The cross of Christ has never been a license to sin, and believers don't use it that way. But the fact remains, for those who trust in Him, Jesus really takes the pressure off. Your status with God as spotless people, your access to God 24/7, your future with Him as your inheritance, all of it is bought and paid for, freely given, no strings attached. You get to rest on the work of Christ done for you. You can face your own death, whenever that is, with confidence, with certainty that your salvation is complete. And as you go about your business as a student, an employee, a family member, a Christian witness, a servant of God, you can do so knowing that the really hard part, what you and I can't possibly do, is already done for us by the Savior who has loved us to the end and has said, "It is finished." Amen. We close this morning singing hymn 155, the first three stanzas of hymn 155.